Hey there, seekers of self-improvement. Welcome back to Pursuit of Perfection, where we navigate the landscape of personal development. And today, let's dive into a topic that's crucial for personal and professional growth: effective communication, the art of connection. Get ready to enhance your interpersonal skills and deepen your relationships and your pursuit of personal perfection. All right, folks, we've explored various facets of personal development, and now we're honing in on effective communication. It's not just about talking, it's about connecting. So grab a seat as we unravel the layers of this essential skill for success. Active listening, the foundation of connection. So first and foremost, active listening, the foundation of genuine connection. It's not about waiting for your turn to speak. It's about truly understanding the message being conveyed. Imagine active listening as the bridge that spans the river of understanding. This skill is about recognizing that true communication is really a two-way street. And in the bridge of effective communication, we're not just travelers, we're architects, ensuring a sturdy connection between minds. It's about recognizing that active listening is also the blueprint for building meaningful relationships. And next up, let's talk about clarity in expression. In other words, you know, crafting your message with precision. And it's not about using fancy vocabulary. It's about ensuring your ideas are understood. You know, imagine clarity as the beacon that guides your words through the fog of miscommunication. And this skill is about recognizing that effective communication is a clear transmission of thoughts. And in the transmission tower of effective communication, we're not just broadcasters, we're engineers. We're fine-tuning our signals for optimal reception. And it's about recognizing that clarity is the key to preventing communication breakdowns. And now let's dive into something else. Let's dive into empathy. And that's going to be the compassion connection in effective communication. And this part, it's not just about hearing words. You know, you truly have to understand the emotions behind them. I like to imagine empathy as the bridge that spans the river of emotions. And this skill is about recognizing that true connection goes far beyond words. It embraces the feelings that accompany them. And in this bridge of empathy, we're not just crossers. We're fellow travelers. We're sharing the emotional journey of those we communicate with. It's about recognizing that empathy is the compass that directs us toward profound connections. And on another note, let's talk about adaptability and, you know, tailoring your approach to different communication styles. You know, we're all different, so it's not about one size fits all. It's about flexing your communication muscles to connect with diverse personalities. Imagine adaptability as the chameleon that adjusts to its surroundings. This skill is about recognizing that effective communication requires a flexible toolkit. And in the toolkit of effective communication, we're not just users, we're craftsmen. You know, we're selecting the right tool for each interaction. It's about recognizing that adaptability is really the secret sauce for successful communication in various contexts. And, you know, we also need to explore the, you know, constructive feedback part of this when it comes to communications. And it's not, when it comes to constructive feedback, it's not just about criticism. So many times we think that when it comes to the constructive feedback that we're too worried about somebody saying everything that we're doing wrong. but it's mainly about offering insights that foster improvement. So when they give us feedback like that, it's truly to make us better. And in my opinion, you should always be open to feedback. And that's part of what this podcast is about, is with the pursuit of perfection, is getting better little by little every single day. So imagine constructive feedback as the gardener's care that helps relationships bloom. This skill is about recognizing that honest feedback is a catalyst for personal and professional growth. And in this garden of effective communication, we're not just observers, we're cultivators. We're ensuring that the soil is fertile for mutual growth for all people involved. And it's about also recognizing that constructive feedback is basically the water that nourishes those roots for those connections. And as we kind of wrap up our brief exploration of effective communication, remember, personal development is profoundly linked to the way we connect with others. So thank you for joining me on a really short and to the point episode of Pursuit of Perfection. Until next time, keep practicing active listening, striving for clarity and expression, embracing empathy, fostering adaptability, and offering constructive feedback. Catch you on the flip side, and thank you for tuning in.